Leaving the Chapel of the Nazarene on the Gospel side, the tour continues through other chapels now belonging to the Arch-Confraternity of the Column, founded in 1550 and dedicated to the Holy True Cross, Jesus on the Column, and Our Lady of Hope, the latter attributed to the Granada-based sculptor Torquato Ruiz del Peral. The Chapel of Jesus on the Column was built in the second half of the 17th century by the Brotherhood. Simpler and more austere than the rest of the church, it has a rectangular floor plan with a barrel vault featuring lunettes and is decorated with Tenebrist-style paintings. The main altarpiece is presided over by the patron, Jesus of the Column. To your right is an altar dedicated to Saint Rose of Lima, and to the left, a niche containing the True Cross, the first to be carried in procession on Holy Thursday by this brotherhood, and an altarpiece dedicated to Saint Francis Solano. This small altarpiece is the work of Francisco Hurtado Izquierdo, the father of the Priego Baroque school, who is particularly fond of using the Solomonic column with vegetal decoration. The carving of St. Francis is the work of José de Mora, and the small carvings surrounding it, the Immaculate Virgin and St. Joseph, are attributed to Risueño. The main altarpiece is a copy of the altarpiece of St. Francis Solano, but it does not maintain the original proportions, resulting in a rougher appearance. This is because it was created in the 1940s to replace an earlier one, which in turn had replaced the original from the late 18th century. As for the image of Jesus of the Column, it is attributed to the artist Alonso de Mena and dates to around 1640, given its characteristics and stylistic similarities to other Christs by the same artist. It is a Baroque image in which the sculptor has used the low column to dramatize the somewhat artificial posture characteristic of the Baroque style, thereby revealing the wounds of the flagellation. The greenish polychromy, the hair swept to one side, the split beard, and the cloth of purity with wide knots leaving the leg bare are characteristic of this artist. According to the liturgical calendar, this image is accompanied by two executioners, an 18th century work by the artist Remigio del Marmol. This brotherhood goes out in procession on Holy Thursday night. It is worth noting that on the evening of Holy Wednesday, what is popularly known as the Prendimiento is staged in the Town Hall Square, a sacred reenactment that was declared an asset of cultural interest in 2022. The figures of the apostles and Jesus Christ, wearing masks and wigs, stand out in this scene. It is also the focal point of the fourth week of the Sundays in May. On the wall to your left, next to the main altarpiece, you can see some small silver frames. These are sacred images donated by Don Niceto Alcalá Zamora y Torres, who served as president of the Second Republic from 1931 to 1936 and was a member of this brotherhood. Upon exiting the chapel, we can once again see two display cases containing images by José Risueño.